Visual Studio 2012 now supports code coverage analysis during manual testing. This functionality is enabled by configuring test settings in Microsoft Test Manager and is currently supported for ASP.NET applications running on IIS. To collect code coverage, you must ensure that PDB files are available. If you deploy your DLLs without the associated PDBs, you can identify the PDB location here. Once the settings are defined, switch to the Testing Center to select New Test Settings and the appropriate environment. Once the environment is configured and you've chosen the target build, begin your manual testing. Run through your manual test steps in Internet Explorer. When you've completed your testing, a code coverage summary will appear in the Build Summary page of Visual Studio. This gives you a quick look at the overall percentage of code blocks covered. Click on Coverage Results to look at the details. Visual Studio displays a hierarchical view that allows you to drill down to individual methods and determine which were executed and which were not. You can even jump directly to the code from the Code Coverage view. Code coverage for manual testing provides another way to increase the effectiveness of your testing strategy. Visual Studio 2012 has added cross-browser support to its ability to playback coded UI tests. As before, you can use the Coded UI Test Builder to record your actions as you interact with a website. Internet Explorer is used to record the initial test. In this test, we are determining whether a simple web-based calculator application is working correctly. We record the text entry, generate the test code, and then add an assertion that tests whether the result matches the expected outcome. Closing the Coded UI Test Builder takes us back to Visual Studio, where we can rebuild the solution. This causes our new test to appear in the Test Explorer window. Running the test causes Visual Studio to replay the test in Internet Explorer. And as expected, the test passes. Visual Studio now supports playback in Chrome or Firefox with the addition of one line of code. This functionality is available provided you've installed the Selenium components for Coded UI cross-browser testing, and of course, you must have the appropriate browser installed. Once the change to the code is saved, we can simply rerun the test. Notice that this time, the entire test is played back using the Chrome browser. And as before, the test passes. Microsoft Test Manager supports the creation of test suites based on meaningful queries. With the latest update, you can perform more sophisticated queries than before. You can filter for a specific type of work item. In this case, we're only interested in bugs. Note that the results include test cases that are linked to bugs. It is these test cases that are used to generate the query-based test suite. Once we've saved the suite, we can see that the test cases have been extracted from the query and added to the new test suite. With Visual Studio 2012 and Microsoft Test Manager, you can now have multiple tests paused at the same time. Note that here, one test is already paused, but we can start a new test run. During a test, you might run into a roadblock where you need more information before you can continue. Instead of having to discard your work, you can simply pause the test. While you wait for the additional information, you can resume another test in order to remain more productive. Visual Studio 2012 now allows you to create an image action log for any exploratory test. This allows you to create more thorough documentation of your testing process. During this test, we notice an issue with the time format. By capturing a screenshot, we can preserve valuable information that will provide much more context than is possible with text alone. Note that when we create a bug, we automatically get images logged for each user interface action we performed, and this image log includes the screenshot we explicitly captured. From the new bug, it follows that we'll want a test case to confirm that the bug is fixed. When we've completed our exploratory test, we can look back and see that we've generated a new bug and test case. Visual Studio 2012 allows you to display your tests by outcome, duration, and project, which makes the testing process more organized. You can also view tests by their traits, which enables a level of customization that leads to greater visibility. New tests that you add will have no category by default. Adding the test category attribute with a new or existing category name is all it takes. Once you've rebuilt your solution, the category appears in Test Explorer.